Naming rights. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by ZipRecruiter. I've been having a Twitter debate with a couple of people who think it's unfair to call this a Trump shutdown, which strikes me as ridiculous. What would really be unfair would be not to call it a Trump shutdown. He was refreshingly clear, I thought, in that Oval Office debate with Chuck and Nancy last month. Remember?
I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely.
I will take the mantle.
So, yes, I call it the Trump shutdown. Just like when Obama started calling the Affordable Care Act Obamacare, so did I. It's only polite. It's like when a company pays millions to put its name on a bowl game. You use the name.
The home of the Bitcoin St. Petersburg Bowl.
Cherry Bundy, Tart Cherry Boca Raton Bowl.
For the Poland Weed Eater Independence Bowl.
The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
Gasparilla Bowl, that is a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
Yes, and since the president seems to be willing to pay any political price for this, he should get naming rights. As for how this should all end, it is his constituents who have the most skin in the game here. Of the 15 states most dependent on federal money in various forms, I count 11 red states, which means they have control of their destiny. If they decide the shutdown isn't working, they could join with Democrats and put together enough votes to override any veto and end this tomorrow, whatever it's called. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.